Good morning.
Tere hommikut.
It is wonderful to be with you.
Väga tore on olla teiega koos.
And it's actually quite humbling to stand here after what we have heard.
Ja tegelikult on see väga alandav seista siin ees peale seda, mida me juba kuulnud oleme.
To think that the Bible, the New Testament has just been translated.
Lihtsalt mõelda seda, et Uus Testament on alles saanud tõlgitud.
And I can't help but think that in my home I probably have 15 or more copies of the Bible.
Ja ma lihtsalt mõtlen, et minu kodus on mingi 15 või rohkem erinevat sorti piiblit.
And I have different versions of the Bible.
Ja erinevad versioonid piiblist.
And I pass by them day by day, and other than the one I might be reading on that day, I really don't notice the others.
Ja ma lähen nendest mööda iga päev ja see üks, mida ma loen, siis tegelikult neid teisi ma ei märkagi.
Can you imagine the first believers as they would share things that Jesus had said and they would write them down and share them?
Kas sa kujutad ette neid esimesi kristlasi, kui nad jagasid üksteisele mingite paperi või mingite pergamid, mingite aluste peale kirja pandud Jeesuse ütlusi?
No wonder the Lord gives us an illustration of one who sells everything they have to get a pearl of great price.
Et pole ime, et Jeesus annab selle tähendamissõna pärli kogujast, kes müüb kõik ära selleks, et saada ühte väärtusliku pärli.
And so we just bless you, ladies.
Me lihtsalt õnnistame teid, armsad daamid.
And we consider it an honor to have you in our midst this morning.
Ja me oleme austatud selle läbi, et te olete meie keskel täna hommikul.
I want to read something to you that I read just the other day.
Ma tahaks lugeda teile midagi, mida ma alles ühel päeval kirja panin.
And it's actually not my message.
See ei ole küll nüüd minu sõnum.
But it is something that I think may have meaning and value for someone this morning.
Aga ma arvan, et sellel on väärtus ja mõte kellegi jaoks täna hommikul.
Because I know that everyone in this room believes that God loves them.
Ma usun siiski, et iga üks siin ruumis usub, et Jumal armastab teda.
Since we were little, someone has told us, God loves us.
Kui me olime väiksed, juba võibolla sellest saadik on keegi rääkinud meile, et Jumal armastab.
Maybe you have a similar song in Estonia to the one we have in America.
Võibolla teil ka Eestis on see laul, mis meil on Ameerikas.
And our song is, Jesus loves me, this I know, for the Bible tells me so.
See laul kõlab siis nii, et Jeesus armastab mind, ma tean seda, sest Piibel ütleb seda.
But I think that sometimes, although we understand that Jesus loves us,
siiski ma arvan, et kuigi me teame seda, et Jeesus meid armastab,
we're not convinced that he actually likes us.
Siis me ei ole eriti veendunud selles, et me meeldime talle.
It's like we believe that he is required to love us because after all, he paid such a great price on the cross.
Me just usume, et ta on ju sunnitud armastama või see meid, sest ta maksis nii kõrge hinnaristil.
But that if he was thinking just about us and just about our lives, that he might say, I love you, but I don't really like you.
Aga kui me mõtleme nagu oma enda peale, oma elude peale, siis võib olla selline tunne, et ta justkui ütleks, et ma armastan sind, aga sa ei meeldi mulle.
I mean, think about that for a moment. If I were to ask you, do you love the people in this room?
Mõtle selle peale, kui ma küsiks su käest, kas sa armastad neid inimesi siin ruumis?
You would say, well, of course I do. They are my brothers and sisters in Jesus.
Sa ütled, oh, muidugi ma teen seda, nad on minu õed ja vennad Jeesuses.
But if I were to say, well, what about that one over there? Do you like them?
Aga ma ütleks, et kuule, aga vaata, kuidas sellega on seal, et kas sulle meeldib ta?
You might think to yourself, well, they were unkind to me.
Siis sa võibolla mõtled, aah, ta oli mu vastu mitte väga hea.
Last week they didn't even say hello to me.
Eelmine nädal isegi ütled tere mulle.
And maybe you would think, if they really knew what I was like outside of church, they definitely wouldn't like me.
Ja võibolla siis isegi mõtled, et kui nad tegelikult teaksid, milline ma olen kirikust väljapool, siis nad kindlasti ma ei meeldiks neile.
But I want to read to you this little quote from a book, and I want it to become a prayer for us as we begin together today.
Ja lubage siis lugeda mulle see väike lõik ja teha see üheks palveks, kui me siin täna koos alustame.
I pray that you will live with an awareness.
Ma palun, et sa võiksid elada avaruses.
That the Father not only loves you, but that he likes you.
Mis ütleb, et isa mitte ainult ei armasta sind, vaid sa meeldid ka talle.
Years ago,
there was
a lady in our church named Jan.
Oli üks daam meie koguduses, kelle nimi oli Jane.
And she had grown up in a home where she was verbally abused by her father.
Ta kasvas üles ühes kodus, kus tema isa siis sõnadega nagu kuritarvitas või terroriseeris oma tütart.
To the best of my knowledge, he never physically or sexually abused her.
Nii kuidas mina tean, siis tema isa ei kasutanud teda ära füüsiliselt või seksuaalselt.
But her opinion of him was that he lived for one purpose, and that was to tell her how bad she was, how incapable she was, to point out all of her failures.
Ja selle isa eesmärk just kui elus oli, et elada, et teha oma tütrele selgeks, kui halb ta oli, kui saamatu ta oli oma vigade tõttu.
Well, we had a particular Sunday morning service and the Lord broke in a very unusual way.
Ja meil oli üks tavaline pühapäevahommiku Jumala teenistus tegelikult, kus taevane isa just kui murdis sisse ühel väga ebaharilikul moel.
And before the meeting was finished, nearly everyone was at the front of the church praying and singing and worshiping God. And I believe that, in fact, I told my wife, everyone left there today knowing God loves them.
Ja selle koosoleku lõpus olid nagu kogu kogudus, kõik, kes koos olid, läksid altari ettel, ülissid Jumalat seal, palusid teda, nutsid. Ja ma ütlesin oma abikaasale, et täna küll iga inimene teab, et Jumal tõesti armastab teda.
Well, that afternoon I had to leave and go out of town.
Ja sellel pealõunal ma pidin lahkuma sellest linnast.
And we had a service, another meeting that evening.
Ja meil oli üks teine Jumala teenistus sellel õhtul.
And one of our deacons preached that night.
Ja üks meie diakonitest jutlustas sellel õhtul.
And he too had been raised in a family where he was constantly told what a failure and what a disappointment he was to his father.
Ja tema samamoodi oli kasvanud üles ühes peres, kus talle kogu aeg oli räägitud sellest, missugune häda ja viletsus ta oma isa kaelas oli.
And he said, although all of his life he had read in the Bible that God loved him, he just never could believe that it was true.
Ja kogu oma elu ta lugenud piiblist, et Jumal armastab teda, aga ta ise ei suutnud seda uskuda, et see on tõsi.
And he said, one day he cried out to God, I need to know that you love me.
Ja ta ütles, et ta ühel päeval lihtsalt karjus Jumala poole, ütles, et ma pean teada saama, et sa armastad mind.
And he said, suddenly I recognized I was going to have to accept by faith because the Bible said God loved me.
Ja järsku ma nagu avastasin, et ma pean selle võtma vastu usus, sest Piibel ütleb, et Jumal armastab mind.
Now let me pause his comment for a moment.
Jätame korraks tema kommentaari.
And tell you that when this woman went home after the morning service, when God had met us in such a powerful way.
Ja lähme nüüd selle daami juurde, kes läks siis peale seda võimsat pühapäevahommikust jumalateenistust koju.
On the way home, she cried out to God and she said, God, I need to know that you love me. I don't care if you need to drop a brick, a rock on my head.
Ja kes tee peal siis lihtsalt üüdis Jumala poole, ütles, et Jumal, ma pean kuidagi teada saama, et sa armastad mind. Mind ei huvita, et lase kasvu ühel kivil mulle pähe kukkuda.
I'm sure she didn't mean a real brick.
Ja ma arvan, et ta tõesti ei mõtelda ühte päris kivi.
But so desperate was she was saying, I have to have some sign from you that you love me.
Aga ta see sisemus väljendas sellist desperaatsust, et ma pean Jumal saama sult mingi märgi.
So that evening as the man preached.
See oli see õhtu siis tulemas, kui see mees jutlustas.
As he shared that one day he had to just accept the fact that the Bible says God loves me.
Ja ta jutlustab siis räägib seda, et ühel päeval ma piistsalt pidin aksepteerima seda fakti, et Jumal armastab mind.
He shared with those gathered these words.
Ta jagas siis nendega, kes sinna koosolekul oli tulnud neid sõnu.
He said, you know, I had to accept God loved me.
Et ma pidin lihtsalt aksepteerima seda, et Jumal armastas mind.
Even if he never dropped a brick on my head.
Isegi siis, kui ta ei ole mulle selle tõestuseks kivi lasknud pähe kukkuda.
Of course, most of the people in the room laughed a little.
Ja enamus inimesi selles ruumis kindlasti naeris natuke.
Except for this one woman.
Peale selle ühe naise.
Who had just been hit in the head with a brick from God.
Kes just oli ühe kiviga Jumala käest pähe saanud.
Not a real brick.
Mitte ühe tõelise kiviga.
But an answer to the cry of her heart.
Aga ühe vastusega tema hüüdele, mis tuli ta südamest.
And that's my prayer for you this morning.
See on minu palve sinu jaoks täna hommikul.
That you will leave this place knowing that God does love you.
Et sa läheks sellest kohast ära teadmisega, et Jumal armastab sind.
The cross proves that fact.
Rist tõestab seda fakti.
But that you will also know that God likes you.
Aga et sa teaks ka seda, et sa meeldid Jumalale.
He wants to be with you.
Ta tahab olla sinuga koos.
In your home, at your work, in your school.
Sinu kodus, sinu tööl, sinu koolis.
God just likes you.
Jumalale sa lihtsalt meeldid.
All right.
Okei. Okay.
I want you to read with me a scripture out of John chapter 8.
Ma tahan, et sa loed Johannes 8. Peatükist.
Verses 31 and 32.
Salmid 31 ja 32.
John chapter 8, verses 31 and 32.
31 ja 32. Siis ütles Jeesus juutidele, kes temasse uskusid, kui te jääte minu sõnasse, siis te olete tõesti minu jüngrind ning tunnetate tõde ja tõde teeb teid vabaks.
I want to talk to you about living a life of truth.
Ma tahaks rääkida elada elu tões.
We live in a world that encourages us to compromise.
Me elame ühes maailmas, mis julgustab meid kompromisse tegema.
To say that our beliefs are fine, but really so are everyone else's.
Meie uskumused on okei, aga samamoodi ka kõigi teiste uskumused.
That it is fine if you believe that Jesus is the way to God, but there are many ways to God.
See on tore, et sa usud, et Jeesus on tee Jumalani, aga seal on palju teid.
That it is fine if you believe that you ought to live a certain moral standard in your life, but that there are many moral standards that are acceptable.
See on tore, et sul on enda elus mingi moraalne standard, aga maailmas on olemas palju erinevaid moraalseid standardeid.
And oftentimes it can be a challenge for us as the people of God because we believe that Jesus is the only truth.
Ja tihti võib see olla üks väljakutse meile Jumala lastena, sest me usume, et Jeesus on ainuke tõde.
We believe that the word of God is the only anointed word of God.
Sest me usume, et Jumala sõna on see ainukene võitud Jumala sõna.
And in the Bible there is a story in 1 Kings chapter 17 of the prophet Elijah.
Ja Biiblis on esimese kuninga 17. Peatükis lugu prohvet Eeliast.
And Elijah is told by God to go to the king of Israel named Ahab.
Ja Jumal ütles prohvet Eeliale, et mine Iisraeli kuninga Ahabi juurde.
The Bible says that Ahab was the most evil king that had ruled over Israel up until that time.
Ja Biibel ütleb ka seda, et Ahab oli see kõige kurjem kuningas, kes oli kunagi üldse Iisraeli laste vastu selle või üle selle ajani valitsenud.
And the king was to hear God's message from God's prophet that judgment was coming on the land.
Ja kuningas pidi siis saama kuulma Jumala kohtuotsust, Jumala profeti suust, et üks kohus tuleb selle maa üle.
In fact, Elijah said there would be a drought. There would be no rain until he, Elijah, said that there would be.
Ja tegelikult ta ütles seda, et tuleb üks põuaeg ja vihma ei tule ennem kui Eelia, siis ütleb, et tuleb.
Can you imagine going to the most powerful man in your country and saying, God has judged you?
Kas sa kujutad ette minna oma maa kõige mõjuvõimsama mehe juurde ja öelda talle, et Jumal on sind karistamas?
Can you imagine going to the most powerful woman leader in your country and saying, God is calling you to repentance or he will stop the rain?
Kas sa kujutad ette minemas ennast oma maa kõige võimukama mõjuvõimsa naise juurde ja ütlema talle, et sa pead parandama meelt, muidu Jumal karistab ja võtab vihma ära?
If you're going to be that bold in your proclamation, you better have a plan B.
Kui sa ei ole nii julge oma tunnistuses, siis parem oleks sul, kui sa omaksid ühte plaan B-d.
Because chances are the leader is not going to say, why, thank you for that word of judgment.
Sest ilmselt see juht ei ütle sulle selle peale, et suur tänu selle hukkamõistva sõna eest.
In fact, over the next years, Ahab would try to have Elijah killed many times.
Ja nende järgmiste aastate jooksul siis Ahab proovis Eelia mitu korda tappa.
So God says to the prophet, I want you to go to a certain place and there I, God, will provide for you.
Ja siis Jumal ütleb oma prohvetile, et ma panun, et sa lähed teatud kohta ja mina, Jumal, seal varustan sind.
In the midst of the drought,
keset seda põuda,
I am taking you to a place where there is a pure stream of fresh water.
Mina viin sind ühte paika, kus on puhas selge vesi voolamas.
And I will cause the ravens, the birds of the air, to daily bring you food.
Ja mina ütlen taevalindudele kaarnatele, et nad toovad sulle igapäevast leiba.
Now frankly, I like it when it works just like that.
Mõnes mõttes mulle nagu meeldib, kui asjad toimivad nii.
You do what God asks you to do.
Sa teed seda, mida Jumal sul palub teha.
And a miracle happens.
Ja ime juhtub.
I like that.
Mulle see meeldib.
If you were to ask me, that's what I think the Christian life should always be like.
Ja mina sinu küsimusele peale ilmselt vastaks, et kristlik elu peaks kogu aeg nii olema.
Your next door neighbor is not a believer.
Sinu naaber ei ole kristlane.
They say to you, do you believe that Jesus is the only way to heaven?
Nad küsivad, kas sina usud, et Jeesus on tõesti ainuke tee taevasse?
And you get so excited.
Ja sa muutud nii põnevaks.
Because you know that if you will just tell them the truth, that waiting for you inside will be a nice roast dinner.
Siis kui sa ütled neile selle tõe, siis mis juhtub on see, et nad valmistavad sulle ilus õhtusöögi.
It will have just miraculously appeared.
See lihtsalt ilmub sinna imekombel.
Because you told God's truth.
Sest sa ütlid välja ju Jumala tõe.
And God worked a miracle on your behalf.
Ja Jumal siis tegi kohe selle tulemusena ühe ime sinu kasuks.
I mean, if that was how it always happened, we would have no problem getting people to do work around the church.
Kui see nüüd tõesti nii kogu juhtuks, siis meil ei oleks mingit probleemi, et inimesed teeksid Jumala tööd ka kirikust väljapool.
We said we're going to go down into the middle of the city and we're going to sing the praises of God and when people come we're going to preach the word of God and afterward we'll come back and God will have prepared a feast for us.
Ja me siis läheks linna väljakule, laulaks seal laulu ja kuulutaks Jumala sõna ja inimesed tuleksid ja siis pärast Jumal teeks meile suure pidusöömaja.
Years ago, my wife and I were pastoring a very small church in the middle of our country.
Aastaid tagasi mina ja minu abikaasa me olime pastoriteks ühes väikses koguduses keset Inglismaad.
And we didn't have a building and we needed to build a building.
Ja meil ei olnud seal hoonet ja me pidime selle ehitama.
And so we were going to take a special offering.
Ja me võtsime selleks kokku ühe spetsiaalse ohvri.
Well, of course, I was the pastor.
Ja muidugi mina olin pastor.
I needed to kind of be a good example.
Ja ma pidin nagu olema siis just kui hea eeskuju.
And you're probably not like this, but this is how I was.
Sinule võib-olla see ei meeldi, aga see oli see, kuidas mina olin.
I looked at how much money we had.
Ja mina vaatasin üles, palju meil oli peres raha.
And I thought, okay, if I'm going to be a good example, I can give this much money. It will be such a testimony.
Ja siis ma mõtlesin, okei, ma võtan siit ühe sellise summa, mis oleks ikka üks tõeline tunnistus.
But my wife is a Christian.
Aga minu naine on ka kristlane.
That's kind of a joke.
Või ongi kristlane, see on naili.
She said, I think God wants us to give all the money we have.
Ja tema ütles, et mina arvan, et Jumal tahab, et me annaks kõik selle raha, mis meil on.
My immediate response was to cast the demon out of her.
Mina tahtsin esimese reaktsioonina ta kõik teemonitest välja ajada.
No, I knew that as soon as she said it, I knew this was God's will.
Ma teadsin, nii nagu ta oli seda ütelda, et see tegelikult oligi Jumala tahe.
And so on that Sunday, we gave in the offering all of the money we had.
Ja siis sellel pühapäeval, sellel ohvri ajal me andsime kõik raha, mis meil oli.
The next day.
Järgmisel päeval.
The very next day.
Täpselt järgmisel päeval.
I went to the post and got our mail.
Ja läksin postkasti ja võtsin kirja.
And there was an envelope sent to us from 2,000 miles away.
Kus oli siis see kiri oli tulnud 20 000 kilomeetri kauguselt.
And in the envelope was a check for the exact amount we had given in the offering.
Ja kirja sees oli check, kus oli peal täpselt see sama summa, mida me eile olime annud ohvri jaoks.
I love it when it works like that.
Ja ma tõesti armastan neid hetki, kui kõik asjad toimivad nii nagu selles loos.
God says do this.
Jumal ütleb tee nii.
You do it.
Ja sa teed.
And God blesses you.
Ja Jumal õnnistab sind.
Sign me up.
Kirjuta alla.
I will be the first to volunteer for that assignment every time.
Ja mina kirjutaks iga kord esimesena alla sellisele olukorrale.
But the story doesn't end there.
Aga kahjuks lugu ei lõppe seal.
Because there's a drought.
Sest tegelikult on ju põud.
And even the brook that Elijah was told by God would bring water, it dried up.
Isegi see ojakene, mida Jumal oli ütled Eelia, mis hakkab talle vett tooma, see kuivas ka ära.
But God has a plan.
Aga Jumalal on plaan.
He says, Elijah, I want you to travel to such and such town, and there you will find a lady. I have commanded her to feed you.
Ja Jumal ütleb, Eelia, et mine sellesse linna, seal on üks daam, kellele ma olen ütelnud, et ta annaks sulle süüa.
So Elijah goes.
Eelia läheb.
And just like God said, here comes this woman.
Ja nii nagu Jumal ütleb, tulebki sealt see naine.
Elijah says, ma'am, could you get me some water?
Ja Eelia ütleb, emand, kas sa saaksid anda mulle vett?
And she says, yes, I would be glad to do that.
Ja ta ütleb, jah, ma olen rõõmus seda tegema.
Elijah has to be encouraged.
Eelia peaks olema jälle julgustatud.
God says to come here and I find this lady.
Jumal ütles mulle, et ma tuleks siia ja näe, ma leiangi selle naise.
Once again, God is providing for my needs.
Jälle kord Jumal täidab minu vajadust.
I told the king the truth.
Ma ütlesin kuningale tõde.
God gave me a brook with fresh water and the birds to feed me.
Jumal andis mulle oja, mis tõi värsket vett ja kaarnad, mis andsid mulle leiba.
That eventually ran out, but now God has a new way.
See nüüd küll lõppes ära, aga näe, Jumal on ikkagi teine tee.
And so after he asks the woman for some water, he says, and could you bring me just a little bread?
Ja kui ta on küsinud selle naisega, siis vette küsib, ütleb talle ka, et kas sa ei võiska tuua mulle ühe väikse leiva?
And I imagine that the look on the woman's face suddenly changed to one of absolute overwhelming sadness.
Ja siis ma kujutan ette, kuidas selle naise näol kogu tema ilme muutus üheks täiesti üld katvaks selliseks kurbuseks.
She said, "Sir, I was on my way to gather a few sticks, a few pieces of wood."
Ta ütles, et ma olin just teel, et minna koguda paar palukest.
So the woman says, "I was going to gather a few pieces of wood to start a fire."
Ma olin just minemas koju siis, et teha vähekene süüa.
"Go home and make one more small bread for my son and I to share."
Täpsemalt öeldes teha ainult üks väike viimane leivakene endale ja oma pojale jagamiseks.
"And then we're going to die of starvation."
Ja siis me sureme, sest nälg on suur.
It would be, ma'am, as if I came to you."
Et see võis olla nii, emand, nagu ma oleks sinu juurde tuld.
"And I said to you, could you give me just a little of your meal?"
Ja oleks öelnud sulle, et kas sa võiksid mulle anda natukene oma lõunast?
"And you would look at me and say, sir, I barely have enough food for myself."
Ja sa ütleksid, et kuule, mul vaevalt on enda jaoks toitu.
"I barely have enough food for my son."
Mul vaevalt on oma poja jaoks toitu.
"In fact, after we eat this next meal,
ja tegelikult me peale seda järgmist söögi korda,
we will be out of food and we will starve to death."
Me oleme toiduta ja me sureme nälga.
Now I want to ask you, if you were Elijah,
ma küsiks su käest, et kui sina nüüd oled Eelia,
what would you do at that moment?
Mis sa siis teeksid sellisel hetkel?
Would you still say to the woman, "Yeah, fine, I want some of that bread"?
Või kas ütleksid, okei, ma ikkagi tahan natuke sellest leivast?
I mean, would you say to the woman, "Look, you have one little loaf of bread. It's not enough to keep you alive very long. So if you share some of it with me, what's the damage? You're just going to die a few hours earlier."
Et kui sa ütled, või ütleksid talle, et kuule, et no, sul on nüüd üks leib ja kui sa annad sealt natukene mulle, et no mis see siis ikka teeb, et sa sured ainult paar tundi varem.
I mean, you wouldn't do that, would you? You'd want to say to the lady, "Oh, ma'am, I apologize."
Sa ju ei teeks niimoodi, sa ütleks võibolla pigem, et oi, emand, et anna andeks, ma vabandan.
I mean, you would be checking in your pockets, hoping that maybe you had a breath mint or something you could give the woman to have as dessert for her last meal.
Et võibolla sa otsiks oma taskust ja et leiaks midagi talle anda, mingi vitamiinigi või piparmündi kommi.
I mean, seriously, would not your heart be so full of compassion for this woman that you just wouldn't even say anything except, "I'm sorry, please keep what you have for yourself"?
Kas ei oleks nii, et su süda tegelikult täituks sellise kaastundega, et sa ütleksid lihtsalt, et vabandust, hoia see, mis sul on endale.
The woman says, "I have just enough for one more meal before I die."
See naine ütles ju, et mul ei ole mitte rohkemat kui ainult ühe toidukorra jaoks ennem kui ma suren.
God has told you to actually ask her to give you some of that last meal.
Aga tegelikult Jumal on sul ju tegelikult palunud küsida selle proua käes siis midagi endale sellest viimasest toidust.
I don't know if I could do that.
Ma ei tea, kas mina oleks julgenud seda teha.
I don't know if I could ask someone with one last meal to share some.
Kas mina julgeks kellegi viimasest toidukorrast küsida ka endale midagi?
I think I would probably believe that either I heard God wrong.
Ma ilmselt vist mõtleks, et ma vist kuulsin midagi valesti Jumalalt.
Or that God had somehow made a really bad mistake.
Või et Jumal on kuidagi mingil kombel teinud ühe väga suure vea.
But I know that my sense of compassion would rise up within me and I would want to say to the lady, "Please forgive me for asking. Feel free, go on your way."
Ja ma tean, et minu seest tõuseks mingi kaastune üles ja ma ütleks, et vabandust, et ma küsisin, tunne ennast hästi ja mine oma teed.
But we're talking about living a life of truth.
Aga me räägime sellest, et elada elu tões.
And you see, Elijah's compassion would not have changed this woman's circumstances.
Ja mida me näeme siin on see, et Eeli ja kaastunne ei oleks muutunud selle naise olukorda.
He could have let her go and said, I'm so sorry, and she would have eaten that last meal, she still would have died, she just would have had that warm heart. That man sure was nice to me.
Ja tema oleks vabandanud, Eeli oleks vabandanud, naine oleks läinud koju, söönud oma viimase toidukorra ära ja oleks tunnud südames head sooja tunnet, et küll see oli tore mees, ikka alastas mu peale.
But because Elijah lived a life of truth, he said, no, please give me some of that bread. It's what God wants.
Aga sellepärast, et Eeli elas elu tões, ta ütles, et ei, anna mulle sellest viimasest enda söömaajast midagi.
What Elijah was doing in telling God's truth was giving this woman the opportunity to receive a miracle from God.
Mida Eelia tegelikult tegi oli sellega, et ta ütles edasi Jumala sõna, ta andis selle naisele võimaluse võtta vastu Jumalalt üks ime.
Because after she gave him some of that flour and oil, the Bible says the flour did not run out and the oil did not run out until the famine was over.
Sest Piibel ütleb meile seda, et peale seda, kui see naine oli annud midagi sellest viimasest palukesest, ei lõppenud selle naisel ei jahuvakast ega õlikruusist, kuni kogu see põu aeg oli möödas.
Compassion is a wonderful thing.
Kaastunne on üks imeline asi.
But God's truth is always the right thing.
Aga Jumala tõde on alati see õige asi.
When I was a pastor and I would call people to give toward a need.
Ma, kui ma olin pastoris, ma alati kutsusin inimesi üles andma nendele, kellel on vajadused.
I couldn't help, I'd look out over the congregation.
Ma ei saanud see midagi parata, ma vaatasin üle koguduse.
And I'd see people and I'd know their story.
Ja ma nägin seal inimesi, kelle lugu ma teadsin.
This man just lost his job.
See mees just kaotas oma töö.
This woman just received the diagnosis of cancer.
See naine just sai vähja diagnoosi.
This couple just lost a child.
See paar jäi just lapsest ilma.
And everything within me wanted to do something to make it all right for everyone.
Ja midagi minus kogu aeg püüdis nagu kõikide inimeste jaoks teha kõik asjad korda.
I would think, who am I to challenge people to sacrifice who were in the midst of such great pain?
Ja ma mõtlesin ise, et kes olen mina, et kutsun üles kõiki neid inimesi, kes on ise sellise valu keskel veel offerdama.
But when we call one another to live according to God's truth, we open ourselves up to God's miracle.
Aga kui me kutsume üksteist üles elama Jumala tõe järgi, siis me tegelikult avame oma elud Jumala imedele.
But the story doesn't stop there.
Aga lugu ei lõppe seal.
It keeps going.
See läheb edasi.
If you live a life of truth,
kui sa elad üste elu tões,
sometimes after you've boldly proclaimed God's truth,
siis mõnikord peale julgelt Jumala tõde kuulutanuna
there's a provision waiting for you.
On üks tasu, mis ootab sind.
Sometimes when you tell God's truth,
mõnikord kui sa ütled Jumala seda tõde,
you open others up to the possibility of a miracle.
Siis avad teiste inimeste jaoks võimaluse vastu võtta imesi.
But sometimes you're called to tell the truth of God when everything seems to have gone wrong.
Aga mõnikord on ka meid Jumala tõde kutsutud rääkima siis, kui väliselt just kui kõik läheb valesti.
Because the Bible says some time later the woman's son died.
Sest Piibel ütleb, et mõni aeg hiljem selle naise poeg suri.
And the woman comes to Elijah and said, why didn't you just leave us alone?
Ja see naine tuleb Eelia juurde tagasi ütleb, et miks sa lihtsalt ei jätnud meid rahule.
I was ready to starve with my son the day we met you.
Ma olin sellel päeval, kui me sinuga kohtusime, valmis koos oma pojaga nälgima.
I was prepared to die on that day.
Ma olin valmistanud ennast surema sellel päeval.
You gave me such hope.
Sa andsid mulle sellise lootuse.
But now my son is dead. I wished you would have just left us alone.
Ja nüüd on mu poeg surnud. Ma lihtsalt tegelikult soovin, et sa üldse poleks tulnud meie teele kunagi.
And at this point, in this moment,
ja sellel momentil, selles hetkes,
Elijah is challenged with the truth of God like never before.
On Eelia Jumala tõe poolt välja kutse ees, sellise ees, mille eest ei ole kunagi varem olnud.
What do you say?
Mis sa nüüd ütled?
I'm sorry.
Vabandust.
What do you say? I'll pray that God will heal your heart.
Ma palun, et Jumal tervendaks su südame.
What do you say?
Mis sa ütled?
Elijah stands and says, God is a God who heals.
Eelia seisab ja ütleb, et Jumal on Jumal, kes tervendab.
God is a God who delivers.
Jumal on Jumal, kes vabastab.
God is a God who saves.
Jumal on Jumal, kes päästab.
God is the God of the impossible.
Jumal on see võimatud asjade Jumal.
I believe this boy will live.
Ma usun, et see poiss saab veel elama.
That's hard to say at that moment.
See on väga raske öelda sellisel hetkel sellist asja.
But just so we understand how committed to God's truth Elijah really is.
Aga et aru saada, kui pühendunud oli Eelia Jumala tõele.
The next thing he does is he lays on the body of the dead boy.
On see, kui ta lihtsalt võtab ja heidab pikali sinna surnud poisi keha peale.
Pretty challenging the next day to say, well, I didn't really mean it.
Et me oleks nagu kiusatuses tahaks ütled, et ma ei mõtelt seda.
Pretty challenging the next day to say, well, you know, what I really said was.
Et võibolla tuleks kiusatus öelda, et tegelikult ma mõtlesin seda.
Because what Elijah is saying is that either God will show up.
Sest tegelikult see, mida Eelia ütleb, on see, et kas nüüd Jumal ilmub välja kohe.
Or this will be one of the great failures of our time.
Või on see siis kõige suurem läbikukkumine meie ajal.
Now I've pastored for many, many years.
Ma olen olnud pastor palju aastaid.
I've prayed for people and seen God heal them.
Ja olen näinud ka, kui ma palve peale inimesed saavad tervendatud.
And I've prayed for people and they've died.
Ja ma olen palunud inimeste pärast ja nad on ära surnud.
I've prayed for women and their husbands have come to faith.
Ma olen palunud naiste pärast ja nende mehed on tulnud usule.
I've prayed for women and their husbands have left the home.
Ma olen palunud naiste pärast ja nende mehed on neid maha jätnud.
I've prayed for parents and their children have come back to Jesus out of a life of drugs.
Ma olen palunud vanemate pärast ja nende lapsed on tulnud tagasi narkootikumidest Jeesuse juurde.
And I've prayed for parents and their children are this day still in that lifestyle.
Aga ma olen palunud ka vanemate pärast ja nende lapsed on veel täna päevani selles elustiilis kinni.
But I do know this.
Aga ma tean ühte.
God's word is true.
Jumala sõna on tõde.
And you and I in every circumstance and in every situation.
Et mina ja sina igas olukorras ja igas situatsioonis.
To everyone that we meet.
Igale ühele, keda me kohtame.
To every place that God takes us.
Igas kohas, kuhu Jumal meid viib.
We are called to be people of God's truth.
Oleme kutsutud olema Jumala tõe inimesed.
Because you shall know the truth.
Sest sa pead teada saama tõde.
And the truth shall make you free.
Ja tõde teeb sind vabaks.
I want to pray for you this morning.
Ma tahaks paluda su pärast enamiku.
Maybe some of you are in circumstances where you know that God has given you something to share with someone close to you.
Võibolla sa oled olukorras, kus Jumal on annud sulle midagi jagada kellegi, kes on sulle lähedal.
Maybe there's someone in your family who is ill and you know that God would want you to pray that they would be healed.
Võibolla keegi sinu lähedastes, su peres on haige ja sa tead, et Jumal tahab, et sa läheks ja paluks ta pärast.
I don't believe we have to be obnoxious or offensive with God's truth.
Ma arvan, et me ei pea olema kuidagi narrid ja nõmedad koos Jumala tõega.
It's not our truth. There's no arrogance on our part.
See ei ole meie tõde. See meie poolt ei tohiks olla mingit arrogantsust.
It's God's truth.
See on Jumala tõde.
But we are called to faithfully deliver it all people in need.
Aga me oleme kutsutud ustavalt seda edasi andma kõigile inimestele, kes on vajadustes.
And so in grace and in mercy and in love we tell the truth.
Aga armus ja armastuses ja tões me anname ja ütleme edasi tõde.
We love people enough.
Me armastame inimesi.
To tell them God's truth.
Piisavalt selleks, et öelda neile Jumala tõde.
Father, I pray today.
Isa, ma palun täna.
For a release of truth in our lives.
Ühte tõe vabanemist meie eludesse.
That we will love the truth more than we love our reputation.
Et me armastaksime tõde rohkem kui oma reputatsiooni.
That we will love the truth more than we will love the approval of others.
Et me armastaksime tõde rohkem kui tõestust või kinnitust teistelt.
That we will love the truth more than we feel the fear.
Et me armastaksime tõde rohkem kui me tunneme hirmu.
Because we understand that only your truth sets people free.
Sest et me mõistaksime ka seda, et ainult sinu tõde vabastab inimesed.
Lord, we know that you have come that men and women might be free.
Sest sina oled tulnud, et mehed ja naised võiksid olla vabad.
He whom the Son sets free is free indeed.
See, keda poeg te vabaks, on tõeliselt vaba.
In Jesus name.
Jeesuse nimel.
Amen.
Amen.
Sinu arm, armastus.